Yeah, so today we will continue to look at the characteristics of the fruit of the spirit.
咁我哋今日咧会继续探讨圣灵果子嘅特征。
And today we will look at the third characteristic listed in the Galatians 5 verses 22 to 23.
咁今日咧，我哋就会睇一下加拉太书5:22-23里面列出嘅第三个特征，
And which is peace.
就系咧和平。
So we can look at the passage again for those who missed it last time.
啊，咁为咗方便上一次咧冇喺度错过咗信息嘅弟兄姊妹朋友啦，我哋一齐再一次睇加拉太书5:22-23。
So it says here, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law.
加拉太书5:22-23，圣灵嘅果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
Okay, so what is peace?
究竟乜嘢系和平呢？
How do you define peace?
你又点样去定义和平呢？
Well, according to a Cambridge Dictionary, peace is a state of not being interrupted by worry, problems, noise, or unwanted actions.
咁和平或者平安咧，就系一种唔会被忧虑啊、问题啊、噪音或者一啲唔受欢迎嘅行为所打扰嘅一种状态。
So, in other words, we will feel peaceful when nothing worries us.
咁换句话讲咧，当冇任何嘅事让我哋担心嘅时候，
Yeah, when we have no problems in life.
啊，生活中亦都冇任何问题嘅时候。
So when everything goes well in our life, then we will feel very peaceful.
咁我哋生活里面一切都好顺利嘅时候，我哋可能就会感到好平静啦。
So we can say the human peace looks more or less like one that is represented in this picture. Can we have the picture one, please?
咁所以咧，我哋可以话啦，俗人嘅平安啊、和
Right.
平，可能睇起嚟就好似呢幅图画咁样。
How do you feel when you look at this picture?
大家睇到呢幅图画有咩感受咧？
Right. Everything here looks very calm.
哇，呢度
Right.
一切睇落去都非常嘅平静。
Yeah, the water is very still.
嗰啲水非常嘅平静，
And it's very peaceful because everything there is very peaceful, right?
话你感受到好舒畅、好平安，因为一切都系咁平静。
Nothing interrupts that peacefulness of the moment.
似乎咧冇任何嘅嘢喺度打扰到嗰一刻嘅宁静，
No rain, no thunder, just peace.
冇雨啦，冇雷声啦，只系呢份嘅和平。
Actually, I was the one who took this picture,
咁其实系我影嘅呢幅相，
which means that I was there.
咁即系我当时系身处其境啦。
So, and I could say that yes, I felt very peaceful when I was there looking at this whole scenery.
我可以同大家讲，当我当时真系望住咁样嘅风景嘅时候咧，我真系感到非常嘅平安，非常嘅宁静。
So I spend quite some time just standing there enjoying the peaceful moment.
咁所以当时咧，我都企喺嗰度好一段时间去享受嗰一刻嘅安宁。
Until the cold of the weather started to make me feel the peace was, the peace is gradually decreasing and it was replaced by this feeling of coldness.
直到咧，我开始感受到寒冷咧，咁咧嗰个好平安嘅感觉咧，就开始慢慢减退啦。因为咧，取而代之嘅就系我越嚟越感受到好冻啊。
So as much as I would like to continue enjoying the peace there, but my body is telling me that you have to go and find some place warm.
咁虽然咧，我心系好想继续喺嗰个沉醉喺嗰个宁静平安当中，但系咧，我嘅身体不断话俾我听，你而家要快啲去揾一个暖啲嘅地方。
Yeah, so human peace is very much dependent on the circumstances that we are in.
咁所以属人嘅平安咧，其实好在乎咧我哋嘅周围环境嘅。
So when you encounter an unpleasant situation or stress, then your peace is interrupted.
咁当你咧遇到一个唔系太令人舒畅啦，甚至系令你好紧张有压力嘅情况嘅时候咧，咁你嘅平安呢份和平咧就被打断啦。
So it may be a short interruption or a long interruption. It depends on how much you are affected by those circumstances.
咁呢个可能只系短暂嘅打断，亦都可能系一个长时间嘅干扰。咁呢个就好取决于咧，究竟你自己啊有几受呢啲嘅情况所影响咧？
And so generally speaking, then the stress of life will, in one way or another, affect your peace.
所以一般嚟讲咧，生活嘅压力咧，的而且确会以某种方式咁影响到你呢份嘅安宁。
And life is stressful, isn't it?
而生活咧，的确系充满住压力噶，系咪啊？
Yeah, so in reality, our peace is oftentimes interrupted by the cares and worries of life.
所以咧，事实上我哋嘅平安咧，往往会俾到我哋生活中嘅烦恼啊，呢啲嘅忧虑打断。
And the stress of life takes away our joy, and when the joy is gone, so is our peace.
而生活嘅压力咧，往往会夺走我哋嘅喜乐。当呢份喜乐消失咗，我哋嘅平安亦都随之而去。
Now, but the peace identified in the fruit of the Spirit is very different in nature.
但系咧喺圣灵嘅果子入面谈到呢一种嘅和平，喺本质上非常之唔同。
But this peace is also referred to as the peace of God.
因为呢度嘅平安咧，或者呢个和平咧，其实系称为神嘅平安。
So let's look at the Philippians 4, verses 6 to 7.
我哋一齐睇下腓立比书4:6-7。
It says here, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
腓立比书4:6-7，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事藉着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。神所赐那超越人所能了解的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们嘅心怀意念。
So notice in verse 7 that it describes the peace of God as something that surpasses all understanding.
咁大家可以留意啦，喺第7节嗰度描述神嘅平安咧，系超越人一切所能了解嘅。
Why is that?
点解咧？
Because this peace is able to overcome our anxieties and stress.
因为呢份平安咧，能够足以帮助我哋克服我哋一切嘅焦虑同埋压力。
So humanly speaking, it's impossible, right?
所以从人嘅角度嚟睇咧，其实系冇可能嘅。
Now, whereas the human peace that we've known all along is always interrupted by the anxieties and the stress of life, the peace that comes from God continues on in spite of all the stresses of life.
嗱，咁我哋一直以嚟所认知、所了解嘅从人嚟嘅平安咧，总系会被生活中嘅焦虑啊、压力所干扰、所打断。但系嚟自神嘅平安咧，却系可以喺生活各种压力里面咧仍然存在。
So it is not affected by what happens on the outside.
呢种嘅平安系唔会受外界所发生嘅事情影响嘅。
Now let's take a look at the next picture.
咁我哋又睇下下一幅图画。
Okay, so what do we see here?
喺呢度我哋又睇到啲咩咧？
There's thunderstorm going on, right?
啊，好似有狂风雷暴发生紧。
The sky is dark with lightning in the background.
嗱，有好黑嘅天空啦，正有一啲闪电喺度。
But notice the birds sitting inside their nests.
但有冇睇到喺个鸟巢雀巢入面嘅雀仔咧？
Are the birds looking very troubled in the midst of the storm?
你哋觉得呢啲雀仔喺风暴里面睇落去有冇好困扰咧？
Okay, how does it look to you?
你哋觉得咧？
Do they look disturbed?
你觉得佢哋有受到打扰吗？
Don't know, they're birds.
可能你哋话雀仔唔知唔识分喎。
But anyway, they don't look very, very troubled, right?
啊，最少表面睇落去唔觉得佢哋好似受到咩惊吓或者好困扰，
In fact, they look very contented.
反而你觉得佢哋好似睇落去非常之满足。
And now they look calm, peaceful, unaffected by the raging storm around them.
佢睇落去非常嘅平静，啊，好似完全冇受到周围嘅狂风雷暴所影响。
So their peace is not related to the circumstances around them.
即系话佢哋嘅平安咧，唔系同佢周围环境有关。
Now, isn't it wonderful to have such peace in our heart?
如果我哋都可以拥有咁样嘅一种平安喺我哋心里面，系咪好美好咧？
Yeah, so the word peace, okay, in its original Greek language is eirene.
咁和平呢个字咧，喺希腊嘅原文咧就系 irony。
And the verb form of this word is aero,
咁而动词咧就系叫 arrow。
which means to join together something which has been separated or divided. And to make it whole again, to be united again.
咁个意思咧就系即系将被分离或者已经分裂咗嘅嘢啊，重新连接喺一齐，再一次令到佢系完整嘅。
So, since this peace is of God, that is God's peace, then we can only experience it when we are in a right relationship with God, right?
咁既然呢种平安啊，我哋讲到系从神而嚟嘅平安咧，咁即系话只有当我哋同神之间咧保持呢份正确良好嘅关系嘅时候，我哋先有可能体验到呢一种嘅和平。
So, what can we learn about this piece then?
咁所以我哋从呢一度学到关于圣灵果子个和平嘅乜嘢方面咧？
So, the first thing about this piece is that it has to do with being right with God.
咁关于呢份平安嘅第一件事咧，就系佢系关乎我哋同神之间嘅关系有一份和好。
Now, are you right with God?
究竟你同神和好咗未咧？
Now, sin has separated us from God.
罪系使到我哋同神隔绝。
So we would rather follow the desires of the flesh by giving in to anger, jealousy, anxiety, quarrel, to name a few.
所以咧，好多时候我哋宁愿咧，随从我哋肉体嘅欲望，容让自己落入到愤怒啦、嫉妒、焦虑啊，或者甚至系争拗当中。
So long as we continue to live in sin, we cannot be at peace with God, we cannot be reconciled to him.
所以只要我哋继续活喺罪里面咧，我哋就冇办法同神和好，亦都冇办法同佢和解。
So, and the only way we can be made right with God is through the Lord Jesus Christ.
我哋同神能够和好嘅唯一途径咧，就系藉住主耶稣基督。
And we can see this in Romans 5, verse 1.
我哋呢个可以从罗马书5章1节睇到。
He says that, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
罗马书5章1节，所以我们既因信称义，就藉着我们的主耶稣基督得以与神和好。
So, God has appointed the Lord Jesus to be the one who brings peace of God to mankind.
神咧已经指定咗系主耶稣将神嘅平安带俾人类。
Now, Christmas is fast approaching,
咁圣诞节好快就嚟到啦，
and this is the reason why we are celebrating Christmas.
而呢个正正就系点解我哋要庆祝圣诞节啦。
Now, the purpose of Jesus' coming is to reconcile us to God so that we can have peace with him.
耶稣嚟到嘅目的啊，系为咗令我哋能够同神和好，以致我哋同神之间有呢份嘅平安和平。
So the relationship that was previously broken because of sin is now restored and renewed.
以致咧，之前因为罪嘅缘故啊，我哋呢个同神之间破裂咗嘅关系咧，已经得到修复同埋更新，
It is now made right.
而家已经和好咗啦。
So only then can we experience the peace identified in the fruit of the Spirit.
唯有咁样，我哋先有可能体会到圣灵果子入面所讲嘅呢份和平，呢份平安。
So, having the peace of God in our heart also has a lot to do with how much we trust Him.
咁其实我哋心里面有冇神嘅平安呢？亦都同我哋对神嘅信任有好大嘅关系。
So, if you ask someone to do something for you, but you don't trust them, then most likely we will feel worried, right?
嗱，如果你请某人为你做一啲事情，但系咧你又唔信佢哋系会做得好，咁可能咧你嘅心里面就总系好担忧啦。
We'll be worried that they will make a mess, out of the whole thing.
咁可能你就终日就好挂心，担心佢会唔会将成件事都搞祸咧？
Now in Isaiah 26 verse 3, it says,
喺以赛亚书26章3节话。
"The steadfast of mind you will keep in perfect peace, because he trusts in you."
坚心依赖你的，你必保守他十分平安，因为他依靠你。
So, a steadfast mind is someone who trusts in God and it is confident that God will take a good care of them.
坚定嘅心，或者呢啲坚心依赖神嘅人咧，就系非常之确信、好肯定神系会善待佢哋嘅。
So, how much do we trust God?
咁究竟我哋对神又有几信任咧？
Again, trusting God is a choice that we must make.
嗱，再一次强调啦，信任神咧，其实系一个人面对生活中嘅挑战咧，佢必须做嘅一个选择。
So it's a choice that we must make in response to the challenges in our life.
就系当我哋面对生活中大小嘅挑战嘅时候，我哋必须要去做嘅一个选择。
Now the flesh would very much like us to trust in ourselves, thinking that we know best.
肉体咧，往往就好希望我哋就信自己，啊，觉得自己咧就最知道成件事最识噶啦。
But trusting God means letting go of the mess in your life. And letting God fix the mess.
但系咧，信任神、信靠神咧，意味住我哋愿意放手，然后咧等神去处理、去修复生活中一切嘅混乱，
And also to accept whatever the outcome is.
并且愿意接受任何嘅结果。
Now, the outcome may or may not be to our liking.
个结果可能系符合，亦都可能唔符合你嘅喜好。
But if you choose to accept it with the right attitude, that is, you trust that that is what God thinks is best for you, then surely you will have the peace of God in your heart.
但如果你选择以正确嘅态度去接受任何嘅后果，即系话咧，你系信得个神，佢系知道佢会将最好嘅俾你，咁你嘅心里面肯定系会有神嘅平安嘅。
So it is like a child whose favorite toy is broken and he brings it to his father to have it fixed.
咁就好似一个小孩子啊，佢最心爱嗰件玩具坏咗，咁佢就拎到去俾佢爸爸去帮手修理啦。
So the father says, okay, let me have the toy then so I can fix it.
咁於是爸爸就同个小朋友讲啦，OK，咁你俾个玩具我，等我帮你去修理佢啦。
But the child loves that toy so much, it's his favorite. That he just wants to keep on holding on to it.
但系因为呢个小孩子系咁中意呢件玩具嘅缘故啊，佢就死都唔放手啊，仲系想 hold 住，想攞住呢个玩具，
Right, he doesn't want to let go.
佢根本就唔想放手。
So how can the father fix the toy if the child keeps on holding on to it?
咁如果我小朋友一路捉住个玩具，爸爸又点帮佢去修理好个玩具呢？
Or maybe the child may give it to his father, but after a while he becomes impatient.
又或者呢个小朋友可能系愿意将个玩具俾爸爸，但系咧过咗一阵间佢就已经好唔耐烦啦。
Because the time taken by the father to fix the toy feels like eternity to him.
因为咧爸爸要修理玩具嗰段时间，对一个小朋友嚟讲就好似永恒咁长。
And before long, he grabs the toy back from his father and he tries to fix it himself.
咁所以咧，隔咗冇几耐，佢又抢翻嗰件玩具，就想自己去修理好佢啦。
Now, don't we feel that way too sometimes?
咁唔知大家有时会唔会都有同样嘅感受咧？
No, sometimes we feel that God is too slow.
有啲时候我哋会觉得，哇，神做嘢实在太慢啦，
No, or he doesn't understand our problem.
或者佢根本就唔了解我哋嘅问题。
And we would rather choose to live with our worries and anxieties instead of entrusting the matter into God's hand.
以致我哋宁愿选择活喺忧虑啊、焦虑当中，而唔系咧将呢一切都去交俾神。
Or perhaps we are able to trust him. But we don't have the patience, for him to fix the matter.
又或者我哋都足够嘅信任神嘅，但系咧我哋就冇呢份耐心、耐性咧去等神去解决我哋嘅问题。
So before God finishes fixing the problem, we choose to take it back, and try to deal with it ourselves.
咁以致神都未帮我哋去解决嘅时候咧，我哋又将啲问题揽翻上身，又想自己尝试去处理自己嘅问题。
Or we may be patient enough to wait until the end, but we are not happy with the outcome.
又或者我哋系好有耐性啊，我哋等到最后啦，但系咧我哋对嗰个结果系唔满意嘅。
Because we are not happy with the outcome, we start complaining.
咁因为我哋唔满意个结果，于是我哋就开始抱怨。
But in doing so, aren't we in fact criticizing God, saying that what he did wasn't good enough?
但当我哋咁样做嘅时候，有冇谂过其实实际上我哋就喺度批评紧神啊？就好似讲紧神所做嘅都唔够好。
Now, none of the scenario above brings us peace in the end.
以上所讲到任何一种嘅情况咧，最终都唔会为我哋带嚟真正嘅平安。
Yeah, so let us learn to choose to walk by the Spirit if we have truly been made right with God.
所以如果我哋真系已经喺主耶稣里面同神和好咗咧，咁让我哋都学习选择去靠圣灵而行事。
Yeah, a relationship that has been made right with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
嗱，呢一个能够同神和好，就好似头先讲，我哋必须系通过主耶稣基督先可以。
Okay, so now the second thing about this piece is that it has to do with being right with one another.
嗱，咁第二点关乎呢一个平安和平咧，就系、是。我哋必须要同彼此之间都有和好嘅关系。
So the first one was that we have to be right with God first.
咁头先第一点咧，就系讲到我哋首先要同神之间咧有和好。
And second thing is have to be right with one another.
咁第二点咧，就是我哋同彼此之间咧都要有和好。
So let's look at Romans 12, verse 18.
咁我哋一齐睇罗马书12:18。
Right, it says that if possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men.
罗马书12:18，若是可行，总要尽力与众人和睦。
So here, the Apostle Paul tells us to do our best to maintain peace with everyone.
咁喺度，使徒保罗咧就同我哋讲啦，我哋要尽力同每一个人都保持呢份嘅和谐和平。
We are to seek a peaceful relationship with everyone.
我哋系应该去寻求同每一个人都建立一份和平嘅关系。
Now, human beings are very easy to become enemies of one another.
人类咧实在好容易就变成彼此嘅敌人。
We would rather quarrel, than seek reconciliation.
好多时候我哋宁愿去拗交啦、争吵，都唔愿意去寻求和解。
Now, when someone wrongs us, we are quick to retaliate.
当有人冒犯我哋嘅时候咧，我哋好快就想去报复。
Right, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, they say.
所谓以眼还眼，以牙还牙。
So our human nature is always inclined to seek revenge.
所以我哋人性咧，总系倾向想去寻求报复。
Now, what does Paul mean when he says, so far as it depends on you?
咁当保罗话你若能行啊，咁系咩意思咧？
Now, it means two things.
咁呢度意味住两样嘢。
Now, first one is that we are to do our best to maintain peace.
第一，我哋要尽最大嘅努力去维持呢份和平。
The second thing is that we are not to start or to originate a quarrel.
第二咧，我哋唔好去引发同埋发起争吵。
So, what it means then is that as far as we are concerned, we are to seek peace.
咁呢个意味住咧，只要我哋能够嘅话咧，我哋系要尽力去寻求和平嘅。
But whether we can establish that peace doesn't always depend on us.
但系我哋最终能够建立到呢份嘅和谐，呢份和平咧，并唔系完全取决于我哋嘅，
Because we have no control over other people's conduct.
因为我哋冇办法控制他人嘅行为。
Now, they may oppose us, they may treat us badly, they may pick on us, and on the things to start an argument with us.
佢哋可能会反对我哋啦，可能会对我哋唔好啦，可能咧仲要去揾一啲嘢去同你拗交。
So sometimes it may not be possible to prevent them from opposing or quarreling with us, but it is possible for us not to start the conflict with them.
虽然有时我哋冇办法阻止对方去反对我哋，或者去同我哋去争拗，但系咧我哋可以选择避免同佢再发生一啲嘅冲突。
Now we know that Christians are called to be peacemakers.
咁我哋知道咧，基督徒咧被呼召要成为和平嘅使者。
So we are to seek peace when conflict arises between us and other people.
所以当我哋同其他人之间发生呢啲冲突嘅时候咧，我哋系要去寻求呢份嘅和平嘅。
And we are called to end a conflict long before it turns into a heated up argument.
而我哋咧，亦都系被呼召啊，要喺一个冲突演变成为非常之激烈嘅争论之前啊，就首先去结束咗佢。
So let us make sure that we are not found to be the one who initiates a quarrel, or should a quarrel ensues.
所以咧，让我哋确保啊，我哋千祈唔好系做嗰个首先去发起呢个引发冲突嘅人。
And should a quarrel start, we are not to prolong it or to be provoked so that it lasts even longer.
就算个冲突已经不幸发生咗，最少我哋咧千祈唔好就成为咧容让呢个争论继续越演越烈啦，或者系啦，即系继续去即系因为你被激动就让冲突咧发到一发不可收拾咁样。
So, in fact, one of the ingredients of love in the 1 Corinthians 13 is exactly this, that love is not provoked.
咁其实喺哥林多前书13章。讲到爱嘅其中嘅特质啊，正正就系呢一点啦，就系讲到爱不轻易发怒。
So, I think if all Christians have this attitude of heart, it will put an end to many arguments that exist in this world.
所以如果所有基督徒咧都有呢种心态咧，相信就会结束咗世界上面好多嘅争论。
Now, as a peacemaker, then we are also called to bring peace to two parties who are in conflict with one another But we don't necessarily have to be involved in the conflict.
咁作為一個和平嘅使者咧，我哋都被呼召要喺兩個相互有衝突之間嘅團體之間帶嚟呢份和平，雖然我哋未必一定係有參與喺其中嘅。
But we are there to help settle the conflict, to help to the best of our ability to reconcile that relationship that has been broken between these two parties.
但系咧，我哋却系愿意喺当中咧，帮助两方解决佢哋嘅冲突，尽我哋嘅能力咧去协调呢份被破坏嘅关系。
Now, shortly before I came here, I found myself in this situation at my workplace.
咁其实喺我嚟呢度之前冇几耐咧，我就发现我喺我嘅工作岗位就遇到有咁样嘅一个情况。
Now, previously, I mentioned before that we just had a change of manager.
咁之前都有同大家分享过啦，我工作地方咧，当时就啱啱换咗一个经理。
And with the coming of a new manager, there are usually changes taking place which will affect the rest of the employees in the store.
咁随住一个新经理上任咧，通常都会喺个店铺入面发生唔同嘅改变啦，亦都会影响到唔同嘅员工。
So changes such as new rules, new schedules, new way of managing things in the store.
例如新嘅規矩啦，新嘅時間表啊，或者店裡面管理嘅方式都有唔同嘅改變。
Now, soon after this new manager came in, she found difficulty implementing her new rules because it was quite different, from what we had been used to doing.
咁當呢位新經理上任冇幾耐之後，佢已經發現啦，佢嗰啲新嘅規則咧就好難實施啊，因為咧同過去其他員工習慣咗嘅規則都好唔同。
And the majority of the staff raised their objections.
於是咧，大多數員工就開始提出佢哋反對嘅意見啦。
Now, there was one particular conflict arose between my manager and one of the staff members.
咁其中有一次咧，就係我呢個經理同埋其中一名員工之間發生咗一場好大嘅衝突。
Now, the incident happened over a phone conversation and text messages between those two.
咁其實呢件事咧，係源於佢哋電話同埋短信交流中間所引起嘅一個衝突。
Now, unfortunately, prior to this incident, the two of them had not met in person.
不过好不幸嘅咧，就系喺呢个冲突之前啊，佢哋两个其实从来都冇面对面见过大家嘅。
And it was due to the different shift schedule.
咁系因为佢哋唔同嘅排班嘅时间表。
And my coworker could not come to meet my manager on the days that she was not scheduled to work.
咁而我嘅同事咧，又冇办法喺佢唔使翻工嘅时候咧嚟见呢位经理。
So early one morning when I came into the store, my manager came and talked to me, venting out her frustration, over this girl, my coworker, on me.
咁有一日一早，我嘅经理咧就揾我倾偈啦。咁佢就一路向我抱怨咧，我呢位同事位女仔啊，令到佢几咁嘅沮丧，几咁掹憎啊。
So she spent about a good 10 minutes, just going on about it because she was very offended by what my coworker said.
咁佢花咗咧差唔多整整10分钟咧，就系讲呢件事啦。因为佢咧为到呢个同事对佢讲嘅说话咧，佢都感到好受伤害啦。
So finally,
或者好被冒犯啦，唔好意思。
I offered to my to my manager that I would talk to my coworker, to try to convey to her my manager's point of view in such a way that my coworker could understand.
咁最后咧，我主动提出，或者我可以尝试同呢位同事去倾下，试下用一种佢能够理解嘅方式咧，去转达经理想表达嘅观点。
So that evening, I called up my coworker, to hear her side of the story and to see if there is any common ground that we can work at.
咁嗰一晚咧，於是我就打電話俾我同事啦。首先聽下佢講嗰邊嘅故仔又點咧，然後咧睇下能唔能夠揾到一個大家共同嘅一個即係共同嘅睇法，或者一啲地方可以去繼續去傾。
Now, I didn't expect that conversation to last very long. At the most, maybe 15 minutes.
咁其實我冇預計咧，呢次傾偈咧會好長嘅，我諗住最多都係15分鐘左右。
Well, but it ended up being a good 1 hour at least.
但最后咧，即系最少都有成1个几钟。
And my evening actually was pretty much gone, for this event.
咁所以我成个夜晚咧，基本上就冇咗啦，就系为咗呢件事。
And after that conversation, I find that I had to pray hard to God for wisdom. To say what to say, actually, what to say back to my manager.
咁喺嗰个对话之后啊，其实咧，我发现我不得不嚟到神面前去求佢赐俾我智慧，等我可以知道我应该点同我经理去讲一啲合宜嘅说话。
I think the struggle is that how to convey that the message to speak the truth without having to lie to either sides.
咁我觉得最难嘅挑战咧，就系我点可以去讲真相咧，但系系唔需要好似向任何一方系讲大话咁样嘅。
Because obviously there are things that I could not say to either sides because it would simply just add more fuel to the fire.
因为好明显啊，有啲嘢我唔可以照直系咁去讲啦，因为只会火上加油。
But the message still had to be conveyed, had to be made across somehow.
但系我仍然需要将嗰个信息系传达出去。
Now, by nature, I'm not an eloquent speaker.
咁我天生就唔系一个能言善辩嘅演说家。
So all the more I needed the wisdom from God to know how to put it in such a way that my manager would understand and should be willing to consider my words.
咁所以我真系好需要神嘅智慧咧，我先可以知道点样去同经理去表达啊，以至咧佢会愿意去考虑我所讲嘅嘢。
I think I know some of the points I have to convey, but my problem is that how, like, to start off the whole conversation and how to connect all those things together.
咁虽然其实我都知道佢有啲乜嘢嘅观点系要去表达俾个经理听，但我当时最挣扎、最苦恼就系我点样去开启呢个话题，同埋点样将点与点系连贯一齐。
So I continue to ponder on the matter until I went to bed.
咁所以我一路就喺度谂呢件事啦，直到我要上床瞓觉啦。
Now, as I was sitting on the bus on the way to work in the morning, suddenly a thought dawned on me.
咁到咗第二日咧，我系搭巴士翻工嘅时候咧，突然间我个脑海就出现咗个意念喎。
And I knew then that that was how I should start off conversation with my manager.
咁我嗰一刻咧，我就知道啊，我就系要咁样咧，同我个经理展开呢个话题。
So when I finally found some time to talk to my manager,
咁我终于揾到时间同呢个经理去倾嘅时候咧。
So I was very surprised that my manager was actually very attentive to what I had to say.
我其实好惊讶咁发现咧，我经理竟然系好专注、好用心咁听我想要讲嘅嘢。
And she did not interrupt me a bit, until I was finished with what I had to say.
佢甚至咧完全冇打断过我，就一路听到我讲完为止。
And all she did was just nodding her head, every now and then agreeing to what I said.
咁佢一路咧只系不时咁点下头啊，表示佢同意我讲嘅嘢咯。
So in the end, she was willing to grant my coworker what she had initially requested for.
咁最后我经理咧，竟然批准我同事最初想请求嘅事情。
And to give her a second chance to explain herself to my manager the next time they met in person.
仲愿意俾呢位同事咧，有多一个机会，等佢下一次如果能够面对面见面嘅时候咧，去向呢位经理作出佢嘅解释。
So now, honestly speaking, I did not have to be involved, in that conflict.
咁好老实讲咧，我根本就唔需要去卷入佢哋之间嘅冲突。
And after all, it's their problem, not mine.
毕竟嗰个系佢哋之间嘅问题咧，又唔系我嘅问题。
Because whether they reconcile or not, it will not affect me in any way.
咁佢哋之间和唔和解咧，其实唔会影响我自己噶。
But I also know that as a Christian, I am to be a peacemaker.
但系我都好清楚知道，作为一个基督徒咧，我系要去做呢个和平之子。
And all the staff at my workplace know that I am a Christian.
而我工作嘅地方，所有人都知道我系一个基督徒。
Now, do you know that the world is watching your conduct as Christians?
咁你哋知唔知道啊？世界咧正喺度关注紧你作为基督徒嘅行为。
Now, if your conduct is not trustworthy, people will not be inclined to trust you or to confide in you.
如果你哋嘅行为啊都唔值得人哋信赖，咁人哋当然就唔会向你去倾诉啊，或者去唔会信任你啦。
Now, worse than that, they will despise the name of God because of you.
更可怕、更糟糕嘅咧，就系佢哋会因为你嘅行为啊，去厌恶神嘅名。
So as for me then, I was just very thankful to God for his mercy and guidance, which enabled me to fulfill my duty as a peacemaker in that particular incident.
所以咧，我只系非常之感谢神啦，佢怜悯啦，同埋指引我。 令到我喺呢件事里面咧，能够都去做到作为一个和平之子呢个责任。
Now, the world also has its own so-called peacemakers, you know, with their own peace talks.
咁世界上咧都有一啲自称为和平缔造或者缔造和平嘅人啦，或者有呢啲嘅和平嘅谈判咁样。
But their peace is different from the peace of God.
但系佢哋嗰种嘅和平咧，系完全唔同神嗰份嘅和平，
And their peace doesn't last.
而且佢哋嘅和平咧系唔持久嘅，
I mean, it only works as a temporary solution.
可能只能够作为一种临时解决嘅方案。
Because so long as both sides are not right with God, there are bound to be another conflict coming.
因为只要双方咧，其实同神之间冇和睦啊，咁佢哋之间嘅冲突系一定会再发生嘅。
Now we all want true peace, don't we? Like the peace that lasts.
我相信我哋都好渴慕有真正嘅平安，系嗰种能够持续落去嘅嗰种嘅平安。
But that kind of peace comes at a cost.
但系嗰种嘅平安，嗰种和平咧，系有代价嘅。
And not everyone is willing to pay that cost.
而唔系每个人咧都愿意付上嗰种嘅代价，
Not everyone is interested to be right with God.
唔系每个人咧都愿意有兴趣要同神和好。
So Jesus came for the purpose of bringing peace into the world.
耶稣嚟到世上嘅目的咧，就系要将平安带嚟俾呢个世界。
However, since not everyone welcomes that kind of peace that he brought,
咁既然唔系每个人咧都好欢迎耶稣要带俾我哋嗰种嘅平安，嗰种嘅和平，
the effect of his coming brings a division among mankind.
结果咧佢嚟嘅带嚟一个效果啊，就系喺人类当中带嚟咗呢个分裂。
So it divides those who accept his offer of peace from those who reject. His offer of peace.
佢系将嗰啲愿意接受佢带嚟呢份和平嘅人，同埋嗰啲拒绝接受佢嘅和平、佢嘅平安嘅人咧分开。
So it is in this context that Jesus spoke these words in Matthew 10, verse 34.
所以喺呢种情况下咧，耶稣喺马太福音10:34咁样话。
Jesus said, Do not think that I came to bring peace on the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword.
你们不要以为我来是带给地上和平，我来并不是带来和平，而是刀剑。
So, what is a sword or a knife? What is it used for?
咁一把刀剑，究竟有乜嘢嘅作用呢？
Now, it is used to cut something off, right? To separate, to divide.
咁应该就爱嚟切嘢啦，就系爱嚟分割开一啲嘢。
Like if you're in the kitchen, you know, housewife, you have a piece of meat, you want to cut off like the fat part, right, from the meat part, right?
咁譬如我哋嘅家庭主妇啦，有时你哋有一嚿肉，可能你想将肥啲嘅部分咧就切走去，剩低嘅肉。
Because fat, we say is bad, but for keto diet people, they think fat is good, so it's a different thing. But we're not going to talk about that.
咁 当然每个人又有唔同嘅睇法啦。我哋一般人嘅认知就话，哎呀，嗰啲脂肪、啲肥膏唔好啊，对身体。咁但系而家最新嘅一啲健康说法咧，或者一啲叫做生酮饮食咧，又话呢啲咁嘅肥膏先系好嘅咁样。
So this sword doesn't only divide the people in the world between Christian and non-Christians.
呢把嘅刀剑啊，唔单止只系将世界入面嘅基督徒同埋非基督徒分隔开嚟。
No, but it also divides the people within the family of God, the church.
甚至系大家都系属于呢个神嘅家教会嘅人，都要带嚟一份嘅分割。
It divides those who walk by the Spirit from those who walk according to the deeds of the flesh.
佢系将嗰啲真正按圣灵而行嘅人，同埋嗰啲按肉体行事嘅人咧，分割开嚟。
Now we are to seek peace with one another in order to preserve the unity in the body of Christ.
为咗要保持喺基督嘅身体有呢份嘅团结、呢份和平咧，我哋应该要去寻求彼此嘅和谐。
However, we are not to seek peace at the cost of unrighteousness.
但系咧，我哋千祈唔好为咗达至呢份嘅和平咧，而落入一啲嘅不公义里面。
Peace and unrighteousness do not go hand in hand.
因为和平同埋唔公义咧，系互相唔相，水火不容嘅系。
So our friend here, I think Lexi, told me one time that his father is a surgeon, right?
咁我哋嘅朋友 Lexi 咧就曾经同我讲啦，佢嘅爸爸咧系一名外科嘅医生。
Do you know what a surgeon is good at?
咁大家知唔知外科医生最叻系做咩咧？
A surgeon is good at cutting off any part in the body that is harmful to the body if it's not removed.
咁外科医生最擅长嘅就系要将身体里面对身体有害嘅部分咧切割咗佢。
Like cancer cells, for example, they are harmful to the body.
咁就好似身体入面如果有癌细胞咧，咁一定系会危害个身体啦。
So if it's not removed and discovered early, it will continue to spread to the whole body.
所以如果冇及早发现同埋将佢切除咧，呢啲癌细胞有可能就会继续蔓延到成个身体。
And by then, even surgery will not save the body from being totally destroyed.
到咗嗰阵时咧，就算你再做咩手术，都冇办法去挽回呢个身体，可能最终整个身体都会毁坏啦。
So sin in the church is like those cancer cells.
所以教会入面嘅罪啊，亦都好似呢一啲嘅癌细胞。
So if they are left to remain and multiply in the church, it will eventually destroy the body of Christ.
如果呢啲嘅罪啊，系喺教会入面隐藏，并且容让佢继续喺教会里面繁殖咧，最终系会摧毁整个基督嘅身体。
So any sin in the church that needs to be dealt with, just like those cancer cells in the early stage before they start spreading to the rest of the body.
所以咧，教会当中如果有任何嘅罪咧，都一定要去得到清除去处理。就好似咧，身体入面有癌细胞咧，都必须尽快去被切除一样。
So it has to be cut off, it has to be removed from the body in order to keep the unity and peace intact.
我哋必须要去剪除、去清除呢一啲，以致我哋可以维持基督嘅身体嗰份嘅和平、嗰份嘅合一。
So, yeah, let us all examine ourselves first
所以都让我哋首先审视我哋自己。
and see if there is any element of unrighteousness in our life that needs to be cut off, to be removed.
喺我哋生活入面有冇任何唔公义嘅地方系需要被剪除、被清理咧？
So, look at our life and see, if our life is not filled with the fruit of the Spirit, such as love, joy, and peace.
嗱，咁我哋可以睇下我哋生活里面有冇充满圣灵嘅果子咧？有冇爱、喜乐同平安咧？
Then perhaps, it is time for us to book an appointment with a spiritual surgeon.
嗱，如果冇嘅话咧，咁可能而家就系时候你要去预约一位属灵嘅外科医生啦。
So now the third thing about peace is that it has to do with loving God's commandments.
咁第三点关于呢份嘅和平、呢份平安咧，就系同爱神嘅诫命有关嘅。
So let us look at Psalm 119, verse 165.
咁我哋一齐睇下诗篇119篇165节。
It says, "Those who love your law have great peace, and nothing causes them to stumble."
诗篇119篇165节，爱你律法的人大有平安，什么都不能使他们绊脚。
Last time we saw that the love of God is about keeping His commandments.
咁上一次咧，我哋都睇到啦，我哋爱神咧就要遵守佢嘅诫命，
It's about doing His commandments.
系关乎我哋要去实行、实践佢嘅诫命。
So both love and peace are characteristics of the fruit of the Spirit.
咁爱同埋平安或者和平咧，其实都系圣灵果子嘅特质。
So here we can see that these two are related.
咁从呢一度，我哋就睇到其实呢两者之间都系有关联嘅。
Now life challenges are often likened to the storms of life.
嗱，我哋生活中面对嘅挑战咧，往往都被比作生活中嘅风暴。
And sometimes these storms make us feel like a small boat being tossed about by wind and the turbulent waves in the midst of the raging sea.
有时呢啲风暴咧，会让我哋觉得自己就好似一只好细嘅船，喺呢个汹涌嘅海面上咧，被风浪去摆动。
And the effect is that it often creates great fear and panic in our hearts.
而往往嗰个后果咧，就系喺我哋心里面咧，带嚟极大嘅恐惧同埋恐慌。
Now, have you seen what a hurricane does to the sea?
唔知大家有冇见过一啲嘅飓风咧，对海洋呢个影响系点咧？
The calm water turns into pounding waves that can cause extensive damage.
本来系平静嘅海洋啊，呢、这个水面咧会变成狂风巨浪，跟住咧亦都会造成非常大嘅破坏。
But do you know what happens underwater during the hurricane?
但你又知唔知飓风期间啊，个水嘅下面又系点嘅情况咧？
Beneath the stormy and turbulent waves on the surface of the sea, actually the environment underneath can be surprisingly calm.
喺个海面上咁波涛汹涌嘅表面啊，下低却系可能令你诧异嘅咁平静。
So this calmness is due to the fact that the wave action diminishes with depth.
呢个能够喺水深之处咁平静嘅原因咧，系因为通常呢啲波浪嘅作用系会随住嗰个海洋水嘅深度而减弱嘅。
So the deeper you go, the less affected you are by the surface disturbances like wind and waves.
所以咧，你越能够深入落去咧，你就越唔会受到表面呢啲嘅海浪嘅风浪干扰同埋影响。
And some sea creatures, such as sharks, for example,
咁有啲海洋生物啦，就好似鲨鱼咁样，
they can sense a hurricane approaching.
佢哋系可以预先感应到咧风暴要嚟啦。
And when they sense it, they respond by moving into a deeper water.
咁当佢哋感应到风暴要嚟嘅时候咧，佢哋就会去点样反应咧？就系佢哋会一路潜落去更深嘅水里面，
And they will return to the usual territory once the danger is past.
而一旦危险过去咧，佢哋先会重新返回佢哋通常活动嘅范围。
So perhaps we can learn this from the sharks.
所以可能我哋都可以向呢啲鲨鱼学习。
So when we are facing challenging moments and starting to be disturbed, by these unpleasant circumstances.
所以就系当我哋面对呢啲嘅挑战啦，开始亦都被呢啲好唔愉快嘅情景情况所干扰嘅时候，
Now we can respond by going deep into the Word of God.
我哋咧点样去回应咧？就系可以去通过一路进心去深入研读神嘅话语，
Meditating on His words
一路去默想佢嘅话语，
and drawing near to Him in prayer.
同埋咧系通过祷告咧亲近神嚟应付。
And the deeper you go into the Word of God,
咁你越能够深入去神嘅话语咧，
the less affected. Your peace will be by the outside circumstances.
咁你嘅平安咧就越唔受到外界嘅干扰同埋影响啦。
Now, finally, then, peace in the Hebrew language is shalom.
咁最后咧系希伯来文啊，平安呢个字就系 shalom。
Now, the word shalom has many nuances depending on the context.
咁其实 shalom 呢个字咧，喺根据上下文咧，会有好多唔同嘅意思含义。
Now, one of the nuances is harmony.
而其中一个咧，就系和谐。
Now, peace is the bond of unity in the body of Christ.
嗱，平安咧就系基督身体中去令到大家保持团结嘅嗰个维系。
Where there is unity, there is harmony.
当有呢份嘅团结咧，先会有呢份和谐。
So, have you ever attended or have you been even a part of a symphony orchestra?
唔知道大家有冇参加过啦，或者系真系本身系一个交响乐团嘅一份子。
Now, we don't get harmony when everyone sings or plays the same note, right?
我哋咧，如果每个人唱或者演奏嘅都系同一个音符嘅时候，咁当然系唔会听到有和声啦。
No, that would be called unison, it's not harmony.
呢啲咧就系指一个一齐合奏，齐奏系一致嘅，唔系讲紧和谐和声。
Those of you who know music would understand this.
我相信如果你识音乐嘅都明白呢一点，
So only notes that are different. Can harmonize.
只有当呢啲唔同嘅音符咧系唔同嘅，先至有可能带嚟呢份嘅和谐和声。
So, not too long ago, our university Bible study group got to enjoy a mini symphony orchestra.
咁喺冇几耐之前咧，我哋大学嘅查经小组啦，咁就有机会欣赏咗一场好迷你嘅演奏会。
It was performed by some of the members, in the group.
咁其实就我哋查经组嘅一啲组员，佢哋去演奏啦。
So at the time, Lawrence was playing the guitar, remember?
咁当时咧，阿 Lawrence 就喺度弹吉他啦。
And then another girl was playing a violin.
咁另一位女同学咧，就喺度拉小提琴。
And together, they are playing playing the same song,
咁其实佢哋大家当时都系弹紧同一首歌，
but they're not playing the same notes.
但佢哋弹嘅音符佢系唔同嘅，
And even the instrument is different.
而且个乐器都系唔同嘅。
Yeah, so Lawrence was playing the chords part of the song,
咁 Lawrence 咧就喺度弹一啲和弦啦，
and the other girl was playing the melody part.
和弦定和弦？和弦，sorry，和弦系啦。咁但系嗰个女孩子咧就系弹嗰个旋律嘅部分。
But together, they created a harmony.
但系佢哋一齐咧，佢系可以创造出一啲好和谐嘅一啲嘅和音。
And the result was a beautiful piece of music that everyone enjoyed listening to.
而带嚟嘅结果咧，就系一首非常之动听嘅音乐，啊，每个人咧都非常之享受去听得到。
So likewise, unity in the church doesn't mean that everyone is doing the same thing or looking at things in the same way.
所以同样喺教会入面嘅团结咧，唔意味住每个人咧都喺度做同样嘅事情，或者以相同嘅方式咁去看待一件事。
Each member has a unique and different role to play in the whole functioning of the body of Christ.
其实每一个成员咧喺基督嘅身体里面咧，都系发挥紧一个独特又唔同嘅角色。
And it is in finding that harmony among the many differences in each member of the church that the unity can be achieved.
而唯有当我哋能够发现喺教会入面每个成员虽然系有咁多嘅唔同，但系咧又喺当中能够寻求到呢份和谐咧，我哋先能够真实嘅体验呢份团结。
So only when there is harmony in the church will we see the symphony of life in the body of Christ.
唯有咧，当我哋教会内部真系有呢份嘅和谐嘅时候，我哋先至能够喺基督身体里面咧。啊！感受到或者奏出呢份生命嘅交响乐。
And so by the grace of God, may we experience this unity among us through the peace of God.
咁都希望靠住神嘅恩典啦，我哋能够藉住神嘅平安，啊，让我哋喺呢个教会当中体验到呢份真正嘅合一同埋团结。
So let us close in prayer.
咁我哋一齐用一个祷告结束。
Our Heavenly Father, thank you for your word today.
我哋亲爱天父，真系去感谢你赐下你嘅话语。
We thank you for this family of God.
我哋真系好感谢你，俾我哋有呢、这个神嘅家。
Thank you that we can be a part of this family.
我哋好感恩，我哋系呢个家嘅一部分。
And we thank you that you continue to love us regardless of our imperfections.
我哋都好感谢你，纵然我哋系有唔完美嘅地方，但系咧，你都愿意继续去爱我哋。
We pray that you continue to help us to be transformed.
恳请你就系继续去改变我哋。
Help us to day by day be able to work towards that unity that you have prepared for us.
我哋都恳请你帮助我哋每一日。继续向呢、这个合一嘅目标去进发。
So we once again just want to commit each one of us into your hands.
我哋都想再一次将每一位教徒喺你嘅手中。
Once again, may all the glory and praise be to your name.
再一次我哋希望一切嘅荣耀同埋一切嘅赞美都归俾你。
Amen.
Amen.